for holding in Simon Dalet Shin. We did Sif Aleph for holding the Mishaburus, while the Mishaburus have cut in Ches. Okay. Now, it says over here, a person who was not makabel any mitzvahs, even though his master has a kinyan aguf in him, is in a goy. No, we're going on the first opinion. He says, so he has a din like he's makabel shabba mitzvahs, that in regards to the chiyah of shvisa, the master does have a chiyah of shvisa in him. Let's learn about the huwadin gam kainim lo kibel alab shu mitzvah. He bought him and he owns him. So there's a dinner. She says, Avda, even though he's not an Eved Kanani, even though he's not a person like a Ger Tosha who's Makabel Shav Mitzvahs, but since the Yisrael owns him, the Kinyan Aguf, that was the arrangement. So now there's dinner shisa zavta, and therefore, they, even though we said that for a chelish ein basakana, amir lakum is mutter, it's not life threatening, so you don't have the heter bikuach nefesh. The amir lakum is mutter for chelish ein basakana, but not to an eved yisrael, because there's a mitzvah say the raisa of that he has to be shavus. So also learn about Yisrael. The Dafka Mira L'Stam and Yehudi. Shena L'Mi Shavus. Telling to Stam a goy, which is not connected, not owned by a Jew, it's a Rabbanon. He tear with the Ramelo. So they remater that Amir La'akam, which is the Rabbanon. They remater for the purpose of Bechel Hashem B'Sakana, or a mace beyond the Rishon. They remater that for that, but being done with the Raisa. And they allow this situation in scenario. So scenario number one was an Eved who was mal v'tabel l'shem avdus, and he's makabel all of the mitzvahs that an Eved is chayiv in, like a woman. So there definitely is, he's a Jew, can't do malacha. He wasn't mal v'tabel, but he was makabel shev mitzvahs b'nei noyach, and a Jew owns a makinyan aguf, so he's an Eved of Yisrael, can't do malacha. In a case where he was not makabel any mitzvahs, but a Jew bought him a kinyan aguf, so this first opinion says that it's still the dinner shvisa zavdoi. The second opinion says no, in that case there's not. Okay. Yesh kolkim matirim b'zeh, hanu b'zeh shav eved hu nachri gomer. In this last scenario where he's not even a ger toshav, he's not makabel any mitzvahs. The first opinion said that it's since the Yisrael owns him a kinyan aguf, even though he's not makabel any mitzvahs, the law is the also afilo the Yisrael acher lomer lo lasus lo malacha. Okay, so this opinion says the Yesh Cholkim say the Yisrael of the bezel asutar el lasus malacha bishel rabbi. The Yisr is, in the first scenario is in Eved Kanani, he's makabel all the mitzvahs, he can't do work melach on Shabbos. In this last scenario, where he's betzem a goy, when there's a dinner shisah avdoi, so that's halacha being when he's doing it for his master, but he's doing it for another Jew. This opinion says, this shita says, is mutter. The sibi yafesh ben amosecha, al the shari yisrael loy other b'shari nihudi, the alma then also rakin rabbanon, melat sarachelo afila emesakana is mutter. It's a regular goy vis-a-vis everybody else. Okay. Then he says, we call Malcolm im haya oisa and the aftim of Borel Le'el Shem Tzibal Shisa Zavdoi. This, then he has to stop, he can't have his Eved to work for him. Beim Shekibolov Shemitz is Beim Shalikibolov. The Jew can't have the goy doing work for him, whether he was makabel shemitzes b'nei noach or not, according to these two shitas. That's only if the Jew wants the melacha. So if the Jew is benefiting from it, the Jew wants it, the Jew has to stop it. Otherwise, we say the guy is doing it, obviously, because he thinks, knows the Jew wants it. If it's obvious that what the guy is doing is not for the Jew, so that's he's not mechayev to stop him when the guy is doing melachas atzmai. So in the case where the guy was mekabel all of mitzvahs, he's a Jew. So he's like any Jew, you have to stop him. But these scenario where he was mekabel shem mitzvahs b'nei noach, or he was not mekabel anything at all, he's not mechayev to keep Shabbos. As a matter of fact, he's not allowed to keep Shabbos. Only says he can't do melacha for his master, but he's doing melacha for himself. The Jew has no responsibility vis-a-vis him. Okay. Now, so that which we're saying, when the guy is doing on his own this malacha, but since it's something which the master will benefit, Mustami means it for the master. That's true vis-a-vis his own master. But vis-a-vis other Jews, why should you say that even? Unless it's obvious. We assume he's doing for his master when it's the avid for the master. Mashenkin Bezev, he's doing for another Jew. Even though he's doing Ladas Yisrael as mutter, as long as the Jew didn't ask him to do that. Afshu Oysad Ladas Yisrael, Kol Shalom Tzibo, Maschel, Evid, Ager, Tesh of Lassus, Me'elov. If the Jew didn't ask him, and the Goy did it on his own, I mean the Ikir Adaitid and Avshay Ovid, the Haviyach Libesoif, so we go back to the regular rules of Amir La'akum. And the guy is doing it in a way with his goal just to make money. So he's doing it for himself, not for the Jew really. And the Jew didn't ask him to do it, so the Jew doesn't have to get involved in asking, discussing it with him. His mutter. Now, v'ayin the besimin reishon beis sof sif beis the pamim tzorach limchus min rabbanan. Even though mikra din this is mutter, but there are scenarios where the person has to stop him. If it looks like the Jew is doing it, he's doing it for the Jew. So it looks like the Jew asked him to do it. So that's min rabbanan is also, of course, for hesyo certain cases. Okay, now, but the Jew can't benefit from the malach on Shabbos. The vashal yehana, hana mirabanan. Again, that's why they didn't mirabanan. The leodif however mishar any yehudi the amal shasal malach ladas Yisrael the osal Yisrael hehana is mirsa malach b'Shabbos kanabas reishim and reishayin vav. If a goy does malach for a Jew on Shabbos, even though the Jew did not ask him, the Jew cannot benefit from that malach on Shabbos. So the fact that he's an Eved over here doesn't change anything. He's not better than any other goy. Now, the reason why it's also is because Chazal were afraid if you can benefit from the malacha, the Jew might come end up being tempted to ask the guy to do it. So they told him, you know, even if he does it, you can't benefit, so why? And there's no temptation. Okay, so that's the first two shitas. Now there's a third shita, which says if he wasn't mekabel shem mitzvah b'nei noach, so even the owner is not mitzvah on him. V'yesharim shakol sirlehu lehizira torah al eved shal yisrael l'in shabbos el b'yeshalav akaponim ksas mitzvahs. The dinim of Shvisas Avdo apply to a person who has some responsibilities. Tana Shem Mitzvah B'nei Noach, Kibbar B'Vesheh Sabayin Shah. Vayimel Yerabel, the Shehebim B'Shem Kama Poiskim, the Maisa Yesh Lahachmer Kisver Rishono, also learn Sir Rishono, that when even a guy who was not Makabal any mitzvahs, they still have dinim of Shvisas Avdo, and the person did not have the guy doing Melacha for him on Shabbos, and he has to stop it. And according to the first sheet, even can't have him doing malacha for any Jew. Now, new point. Also, learn the mumer k'roim lasses on malacha b'Shabbos yom tov doiver mishum lifneiver. A person can't ask a mumer who does work on Shabbos anyway, but the Jew can't ask him to do that or k'roi. Lamaisa, they're Jewish. You can't ask them to do malacha. Okay, now, came the Ramah, said that this Eved, we have done a Shvisa, so wearing the Chosim, it's not really a taksha for the Eved, so he can't go out wearing it. Now, what's he going back on? He's going on the case of Eved who's Mobile Tobal.
We're talking about Chosim.
Yeah. So, and Eved was Mobile Tobal, so for sure this dinner, he has to be Shabbos and Shabbos, so the Jew, he can't go out wearing the Chosim. But what about the case of Eved Shaloi Mobile Tobal? Does that apply to that? So Mishnah Berurah says that this the Tosefta Shabbos and Prima Godim talk about it. I do not recall what they say. Okay, now, so they are also lotzeis bechosim, which the master made to show that he's an Eved. Then he says, but there are two, there's a scenario where it's going to be mutter. So Mishnah Berurah, he named Tchila Sosim Adavar. First, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah's lashon is stam. It's also. Then he says, by the way, but there are cases which are mutter. Rachakach Beir, the Miyesh Boi Tarta the Mayusa. It has two points why for its favor. So then it's mutter. The Hainu Shachosim Shachay Shaltit, who told him it's a boroi, mutter lotzis boi. If it was made out of tit, not out of metal, and it's not in his clothing, but it's hanging around his neck, then it's mutter for the Eved to wear it. Why? Now he explains why. Let's talk through what would the potential concerns be. He should take it off and carry it. That he's not going to do. This lay aims of the rabbi. He's in a public place. He takes it off, so the master will accuse him. He was doing it to indicate to people that he's not an Eved. Okay, so the Eved is scared to do that because of the consequences of that perception. If the master thinks it's what he's trying to do, they're going to be negative. So he's not going to do that. L'shama yiposek b'shaber hachosim e'lo b'shus harabim. V'asa l'su yachar kach l'beisav. It might fall off and break and he'll bring home the pieces. Kam ken lech l'meshosh. No, he's not, that's not a concern. The ma'i yivena, why would he bring it back? Chosim shaber shel tit lo yichazu l'midi. It's a broken piece of tit. Makes a new clay. End of conversation. So it fell off. He figured I better carry it because at least I can show to my master that I'm not trying to shirk my responsibilities. Holding your hands in a simaklal avdus, there's not an indication of avdus when he's just holding in his hand. It's only if he's bearing it in some way. So therefore, in the case where it's made out of tit, so if it's made out of metal, he'll take it home because it's worth something. If it's made out of tit, and he's wearing it al tzavaroi, so there's no chashash he's going to take it off, or there's no chashash that he might, if it falls off, he's going to carry it. So he's allowed to wear it. Only has one. Either it wasn't on his neck, but on the garment. But it's not a matter, you can't go out. But it's not mutter attached to ksusa. Why not? So it might fall off on its own. Now he's all of a sudden scared that his master will misinterpret it, that his goal over here is to pretend that he's free. So the problem is, it was on the garments, the garment now is lacking the chosim. So he's going to pick up the bottom of the garment and put it over his shoulder to cover the top of the garment where the chosim was. But that's chashash doesn't apply when it's on tzavoroi. Even if it's in tzavoroi, it's a problem because it's chashim. The kima shel chashim a kapan alom rabbi shel yoivad. The master does not want the metal to be lost. If it falls off, the eved will carry it. Okay, if the eved made his own chosim, so even though it's tit, it's aser.
What's the matter with folding the garment over to cover up the place for the
holes? It's not mutter.
What's the matter?
What's the matter? The matter, because we saw before in Shin Aleph, that if you pick up pick up some of the cloth of the garment and carry it over your shoulder, it's considered you're carrying that part of the garment. So we don't look at it as one large item. What you're wearing, you're wearing. What you're carrying, you're carrying. So you're carrying part of the garment.
So people go to shul in talus, they have talus draped over their shoulders.
So we spoke about that. Now that's a derech how you wear it. So that's considered mutter. But most people don't pick up the bottom of their long robe and carry it over their shoulder like that.
You know, I have an impression I've seen pictures purported to be ancient Romans who actually did drape part of the toga over their shoulder. Okay, kind of big impression I've seen that.
That could be what it is. I'm saying, but there was ways of carrying it which were not the derech. That's not how you wear it. Once the Eved makes it for himself, so then, even though it's made out of tits, it's also. But Tom the Kiman Shahu also laatzmo and mirsus mirabu kishiyaserenu. He's scared to take off the one from his master. But if he made it himself, so he might carry. Okay.
He made it for himself to show that.
Yeah, but since the master did not require him to do that, so at some point he might decide to take it off. So the Marsadir Shabbat here brings a modern version of this halacha, this idea that a person sometimes might take something off and carry it. A person has a rain hat, the rain covering on the on his hat, the plastic. So Shemzaman holds it, not like Rashi holds it, it's not considered a garment at all. It's mamash carrying. Shemzaman holds the Betzim is not carrying. Betzim is made to the contours of the hat, etc. It's bottled to the hat, etc. But let's say the rain stops, a person might take the covering off and carry it in his hand. So that's this idea over here that we have this chashash. Sometimes people take this off and carry them.
The thing that's to protect the hat. Huh?
Yeah, they have like a plastic and people put over their hats. Some people put over their hats. It's made for that purpose. Okay. I'm sorry.
For from the rain.
From the rain, yeah.
The chicken is what they are. That's calling everybody.
Right.
Oh, in the beginning of that talk, the one for the Torah, or the Israel, Minyan, El Abiyashal of Kisad Nisbot, Sidon.
So it means over here the person is undertaking to do that. So he's a person who's doing these mitzvahs. So we have a responsibility to not ask him to do malacha for Yosef and Shabbos. But if he's not keeping the Shabbos mitzvahs, so we don't have a responsibility vis-a-vis Shabbos, vis-a-vis him. And the Kabbalah was actually a Kabbalah Bez. And, the Kabbalah's Ger Tosha, which you talked about, which creates dinim on the Yisrael vis-a-vis the Ger Tosha, he has a chiyuv to support him. There's dinim, and it happens if somebody kills him. That's who he went. We go to Bezdin. In front of Bezdin, he would be makabel commitment to keep Shabbat Mitzvah B'nai Noach. So like a Ger does a Geris in front of Bezdin, he would do this Kabbalah's Mitzvah in front of Bezdin. So So this is how many persons did not do that. Okay. Sif Beis. So the Eved is allowed to do malacha for himself. The issue is he can't do for the master. So in the first scenario where he's a full-fledged, he's like a woman, so he's chayav and he can't keep Shabbos also. But in scenario number two, where he's only keeping Shabbos or he's not keeping even Shabbos, so he's allowed to do malacha for himself. Imar malei ha'odin she'yasa la'atzmai v'yasa na'atzmai Shabbos. So the master says, you know what? I'm not going to give you any food on Shabbos. Shabbos, you do your own thing and you support yourself. Go out and get a job, you know, do whatever, and take care of your own needs. I support you 6 days a week. So, if that was originally made before Shabbos, so he can do for himself. But if he comes on Shabbos and tells him to do that, so he's telling him to do malacha. He's telling him on Shabbos to do malacha. That he can't do. But this heter is only but it shouldn't be the people who will think that he's doing it because of the master. The master has a right legally to not support the Eved, and the Eved has to go beg. He's making the Eved work, so I'm not saying it's a tzaddik, but the Maisa Mitzad, the Dini Mom Nishaboy, he's able to do this. So he tells him, if he tells him before Shabbos, this is Mutter Lafuke, Lahasis, but Shabbos, so he can't do this, he can't make this arrangement on Shabbos. The Jew did not tell him at all any arrangements. And now, so the guy on his own is doing malacha and getting and using it for food. So making the arrangement before Shabbos might be better than if you didn't make any arrangements at all. The Jew didn't ask him to do it, so it has that advantage. On the other hand, you didn't arrange that this is going to be that. It's not clear that you arranged. He's doing it for himself. So we can have him do for a certain mazon asav b'tzina. A certain mazon afila b'beis rabbi, even though it's in the house, kibbutz b'tzina. Can Messiah call shkenin imirviach itzel any hood if he goes work by a goy? But he can't do it for another Jew. So according to the first opinion, he's an Eved, so he can't do for any Jew.
What, someone who didn't even accept the
Shabbat Mitzvah? If he accepted the Shabbat Mitzvah, that's clear. The Zidane Shi says, he can't do malacha for any Jew. If he didn't, was not Makabal Shabbat Mitzvah, so he can't do for his master, according to the first two Shitas. And for another Jew, the first Shita says no, the second Shita says yes. So that's the Machlokes as before. Okay, Sif Gimel. This is still a case where he's not an Eved that he owns him kinyan aguf. He's a servant. He hires him. He pays him a salary. There's no dinner. Shvisa. Now, what about a case of it? He says any Yehudi Gomer means what about if he's mekabel shabbat zman noyach? He's ger toshev. He already said we don't face ben amoskov haGer. So the din of Shvisa's Ger also. Ger Tarshav. But he's any Huri Gomer. He wasn't Makabal even Shabbat Mitzvah B'nai Noyach. So there's no din of Shvisa's Ger. And he's not really your Abbot. I is working for you. That's not called Abbot. Abbot means you own the king. You bought him and you own him. Ger Tarshav, correct. Chavdal, any Huri Gomer. Abbalim, keep a law of Shabbat Mitzvah. Hello, who Ger Tarshav, but also lasts as a Malach of the Yisrael after the Mishan Rabbi. Because now, we already said that a Ger Tarshav can't do work for Jews. Minaraisa. Doesn't apply nowadays. Ki mishabah kamoi ger toishu, gam ken imakabal nusse bezman, shen yebel noig, rabbi shom chelik al zeh ayin shom. According to the Rambam, if a person would buy an eved, the eved says, I'm not gonna keep it, all of the mitzvahs, I don't want to do that. The Rambam says he can't keep the eved, he has to sell off the eved. Because he's basically, even though he said he's only keeping. So Eved Kanani, who's makabel mitzvahs like an isha, that works, but he wants just to makabel shav mitzvahs. We don't do that nowadays. The rabbi argues, shehu sacher. He's just hiring him. He's hired for many years. He doesn't own the Eved. He's not his Eved. It's not the issue of the Raisa involved. And you have the issue that you have all the rules of a goy we're doing for a Jew. You have to figure that out. So whatever the halacha says, you're allowed to have a non-Jew do for you. This person is a non-Jew. So the Jew buys them and he buys the goof. But the law of the land was that if they choose to become Muslim, they can't be avodim anymore. So the government will take the eved away from the owner. After the alpha pisha heim ata kenuyas kenyanarlim, shachuzeh heim chashubim rak kisacher. Even though he owns them, it's not really true because they could leave any time. So they're only like a sacher of the gelulim ba'alma b'tzarachin. So that was his question. You're saying a kula. He's not really owned. He's only a socher. Well, that's a kula. If he is really owned, so it's nisid the raisa. And if the law does not support that, So that was the phrase they used to say, the Melech, his glory should be raised up. Gazar, Shein Shum Adam, Chutz Midasam, Yechalim Liknus Eved V'Oma. So they prohibited anybody who's not part of the religion to own servants. So the Rashdam says that the Maribal, so the law says you can't buy them, so they're not really owned. So it's not really rabbi. It's not really rabbi. He's this case of a socher, which so the guy can do malacha. Even though the government is not allowing it, but the mice of the kingdom is a kingdom. Okay. Nowadays they pay a head tax for every eved that you own. So the government is by charging the head tax is admitting that you own the eved. Because you don't pay head tax for your servant. So means this gufa kanui, therefore they're also in malacha. And then he says that it also would generate then that they're considered an Eved Kanani, so Mamzer are Kamir, an Eved a Shif Kananis, and an Eved, and Mamzer is be married to an Eved Kanani. So the Mamzer and Mamzer are Jewish. They can't marry a Goy, but they can marry an Eved. So we're giving them an Eved. Okay, so that's the end of the Siman. There's a fascinating Bar Loch over here. Which he deals with the following, that we know that Gary Tzedek is your Mekabel Tayag Mitzvahs. Avdus is your Mekabel, the Mitzvahs like Anisha. Shem Mitzvahs Ben Noach works. Let's say the guy comes to Bez and says, I want to do 15 Mitzvahs. the 7 plus another 8, whatever, you know. Does that work? Is that Kabbalah and Bezin the Chayvim anything? There's no such status, you know. Or maybe you can, when he goes to Bezin, now he gets a status that vis-a-vis these things, he has a din, he's Chayvim, which will generate certain din vis-a-vis him. Okay, so let's look at it. The Kibbalah mitzvahs and Hugas Be'evid, who's Sakhir, Lili Ein Rabba Mitzvah should be Sakhir Kishoyis Al-Atzmai. Okay, he mamash was pekabel in Bezdin to keep all of the mitzvahs of Anisha, but the Mai said that the master did not buy him a kenyan aguf. So the Magen Rambam says he's not your eved. So here it's our eved a cutting kenyan arlam. Al eved also lasts malacha filu laatzmai da kibel lab mitzvahs on hugas beisha. But the Eved made this Kabbalah, so he now he's bound by this commitment, so he has to keep Shabbos. So here you have a Goy who's keeping Shabbos, according to the Magen Avraham. So that's what the Tzarchi and Gadol, the Kimash ain't a Kadol Loi, Habavari ain't Geras the Chatzoyin. He's not Jewish. The Maimahani Kabbalah also the mitzvahs on Hugas Be'Eved, who are Kaim Lombi Becharis, and Yehudi should boil the Kabbalah of Divrei Torah Chutz Midabar Echad, and Mekabbalah Nusoy. He said, I'm doing 612. He said, excuse me, sir, goodbye. Now skip to, he gets involved in the, what about the Rabbanans? He'll do all the rites about the Rabbanans, what happens over there. Okay. Medavka, sit the bracket. The Eved Shaguf Akana, the only exception to this is in the case where you own the Eved Guf and you toivel him L'shem Avdis, then he gets Mekuyev in the mitzvahs like Anisha. You know, minus those mitzvahs. Eved Shaguf Akana, B'yesha Allah B'shem Eved, Gil Salon Otera, but the B'ishka Zeh, Dai Yim Yikayim Rak Mitzvah Nuchas B'isha. Mashengim Be'odim, the Alma, Ein Lono B'tera Rak Oger Tosha, B'yisal Gomer. She's not a ger gomer. The mistaber emad regals elikad der toshev balma. So what is he? He's a ger toshev. So when all the magen of Roman shei all the ger toshev who also lishes b'shabbos. So the chara ger toshev is not allowed to keep Shabbos, and the magen of Roman is saying this fellow has to keep Shabbos. V'zei mahani kabbalot shei mechuyev la'atzim la'hezor b'mitzvah Shabbos ki Yisrael. Where does Morgan get this new madrega? He's not an abbot, he's not a ger toshev, he's not a ger tzedek. He says, where does this come from? Yoredeya, the Malinu Soy Achi Kabbalah of Kolomitzis, Vim Kemi Ish Kazet. And Eich Molo is so cut him she keep a love called mitzvahs. So Kim Shano Eber Rak Sacher Baalma. Below Mila, Tvila, Kaimalon, the animal Klau, you saw Klau. There's no Mila. Because the Mila requires Kabbalah. He didn't know Kabbalah, so he's no Mila. So he's nothing to the Mila, so he's not a Jew. Manolay Shehe Machuy of Lakaim, a mitzvah smach was Kabbalah. He's banati shekafshel lekayim the word. I want to be mekayim the words of the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham gam came the end of Bar Yisrael klal beklal ger toshev. He's a ger toshev. He's not a Jew. Beklal kasher kasav. Ella the sirle the ger toshev gufa in rotz lekabelah beeis tchilas gerusoy oid mitzvahs milavara sheva gam came chol lekabelosay shemuchiy b'achar kach lekayim. He holds that there's the Kabbalah b'shas bezdin. That Kabbalah is binding. The 7 is the minimum. The after the shemitz says mechuyev l'kayim kol ben noyach. See, what's he doing more than anybody else? He's mechuyev seven mitzvahs. He's mekabel seven mitzvahs. Shkoyach filahachi chola kabbalah beklal yetor shavulin shemitzubin lachkayosay. But once he's mekabel in bezin, we get a new responsibility vis-a-vis him. Kol shkinim kibbalah b'yetzer mitzvahs b'vadim mehani. I Shabbos. Like the Moran Yavamis. The Abbasam Gertoshev Shaloi Kibalov Rakshav Mitzvahs Kano Kain Hulin Yan Shar Mitzvahs Kain Yehudi. He wasn't a Kabbalah more Mitzvahs, so he's a Goy. Mashagin Kishakibalov Oid Mitzvahs Bethilas Gerusa, Bechlovim Hayagam Kain Shabbos, Bal Yochel Kaimam, Machuyim Kaimam. He's Makabal and Bezin Mitzvah when he makes his commitment, Shabbos, he's Machuyim to keep Shabbos, he's allowed to keep Shabbos. The Gemara there says he says all the Torah except for one. That told me you want to be a Ger Tzedek. That's not talking about Geirat Torah Shabbos. So he says such an idea. And apparently, I think there's supposed to be Marik, which also says such an idea. So it comes out of a wild din that theoretically you could have goyim which have a, not only they have a heter to be shayvus, they have a chiv to be shayvus because they're makabel. Now the Rambam says we don't have this bezanas, we don't do this process of bezdin, but theoretically, bezman that they would do the process of ger tayshub, you could go to bezdin. I go to the best and then pick, you know, I'm committing to 243 mitzvahs, you know, including Shabbos. And that'll work. And he's now bound to do that. Okay. The Ramosha says that the Ram Lachar is Masha, not like this. That the Bir Lachar says that's an idea. It's a fascinating.